This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, great to be with you guys here this morning. I tell you, I'm very excited for the show here on this Thursday morning. Once again, I know we usually have guys like Sean and Shelby listening in on the Montana Talks app here in the early morning hours of the show. We'll be live on the radio in Shelby later on in our statewide 9 o'clock hour. But, hey, Sean, if you're listening, come on down and see us in Cutbank. I'm set up here at Glacier Electric, going to be set up here all morning long. Here's what the morning is going to kind of look like. You know, when I take the show out on the road, it's a little hard to take caller phone calls. I definitely check the app messages on the Montana Talks app, but a little harder to take the callers because there's feedback and it's just a little awkward. But so that's the only downside to taking the show on the road is not being able to take all your guys' phone calls. But usually we'll pack the show full of guests and some great guests. You know, it's a great chance to put a spotlight on our communities across the state and hear some different perspectives, introduce you to some great folks. And that's what we're going to do here later today. Most of the guests that are going to join us here in person are going to come later on in like the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours of this show. That's when we're live in Great Falls. That's where we're live in Shelby on the radio, Kalispell, etc., and all those stations. You can actually pick up a lot of those stations right here in this Golden Triangle area, especially, of course, KSEN out of Shelby. But, man, I've been south of Browning, and I picked up KJJR out of Kalispell. And, of course, 102.7 out of Great Falls pushes way up north as well. We got a great guest joining us later on. I think around 6:30 is when he should get here. Great guest. He's a Marine Corps veteran. He's got law enforcement background. He's an expert when it comes to water infrastructure, especially up here on the Blackfeet Reservation. Blackfeet tribal member himself, of course. So very much looking forward to hearing from that guest. Just heard so many great things about him. He's going to be that's the one guest we're going to have up here in the early morning hours of this show. So looking forward to catching up with him. And then 7 o'clock hour, it is Thursday, we're going to cover all the news of the day, get into the woke updates of the week and more with our friend David Noble. So the 7 o'clock hour will be like pretty much any other 7 o'clock hour we've had on this show with the great David Noble joining us, talking about the news of the day and so much more. Let's see here. So in the meantime, I've got a few minutes here to yap with you, talk about some of the big news here. I got to start with this one. Okay, you guys know this. You've heard our conversations with Brian Massard. Brian Massard, he's got Reminis Angus Ranch down there in Dillon. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, Montana beef, his products and more. But remember, what is Brian Massard? What has he been harping on now for what? The last 2-3 years he has been harping on this. That's right. The great David Noble. David Noble listening in right now. But we should just get David Noble on even earlier. Now, we'll save it for the 7 o'clock hour. We'll save it for the 7 o'clock hour. Brian Massard, what's he been harping on? He's been hammering home. In fact, he has been personally working with RFK Jr. before RFK Jr. became the Secretary of Health and Human Services, saying, hey, we have got to change these dietary guidelines. They're discriminating against beef. It's unhealthy. It's not good for the American people. And it's bad for American beef at the same time. You know, beef is the original superfood. Well, if you guys didn't hear it yesterday, I'll bet it'll come up in the Western Egg Network reports here in just a few minutes. They are turning that food pyramid upside down, or shall we say right side up. Stand by. We'll get to it after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some breaks of sun around the area today, we'll still see some isolated snow showers possible. Temperatures otherwise range from the low to mid-30s for highs in Bozeman to around 40 in the Billings area. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 20 in Bozeman, mid-20s in Billings. That will see breaks of sun and some cloud cover Friday. Low 30s in Bozeman, 40 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, we told you we're going to be in Malta on Friday morning, taking you statewide from 9 to 10 a.m. with Montana Talks and an incredible story. But here's what we got coming up Thursday. I am in Cutbank right now. We got a great show, a great lineup coming for you. Montana Talks live from Glacier Electric Cooperative in Cutbank. We got some great guests, but hey, you can come down and be our guest as well. Come down and see us. Montana Talks live Thursday morning from Glacier Electric in Cutbank.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, that's a great idea here from Andy in Whitefish. I just saw a message on the Montana Talks app. He says this. Andy says, hey, could you use that Hank Jr. song about Cut Bank as bumper music? I don't know if we could mix it up for bumper music here this morning, but we should. I'll have to pull that up on my phone here later this morning and use that a little bit. Andy, thanks for listening. And Whitefish, thanks for the message. Also got a message here that came in from Evan in Belt last night talking about Governor Tim Walz. And then that crazy mayor of Minneapolis, my goodness, of course, we'll get into that serious news here. If we don't get to it here in the 6 o'clock hour, I imagine we'll bring it up with David Noble coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. All right, let's see. So I got to play this. So Secretary Kennedy, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., he actually shared, I think it's an actual clip from the TV show South Park. You guys know the comedy cartoon South Park, the very politically incorrect South Park. Literally, this news just came out yesterday where Secretary Kennedy they're basically changing all of the dietary guidelines. I know a lot of you probably already saw this on the news, read about it in the news, whatever. They're changing the dietary guidelines. This is something we have been talking about so much here on the show with Dr. Williams from Billings Last Diet, the importance of protein and just how big food has just got, and big government and big food have just been pushing bad science for so many years, and we can see it with the health outcomes of so many Americans right now. And then Brian Massard with Reminis Angus Ranch, he's a former president of the Montana Stock Growers. He is saying, look, they're trying to tell you that the fat in beef is bad, that the fat in other meats is bad. And he's like, guys, your body needs this stuff. And so anyway, so basically, they have totally changed the food pyramid, and I think our producer, yeah, he's got it handy. We'll get to it here in just a second. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins also kind of weighed in on what they're changing with the food pyramid here. But let's start with the South Park version. Secretary Kennedy himself actually shared this clip on X yesterday, and I had to tag our friend Brian Massard with that one.
The pyramid doesn't work. We've already tried it.
It's upside down.
What?
Sir, the pyramid is upside down.
Turn the pyramid upside down. You can't be serious. That would put butter and fat at the top of it.
Flip the damn food pyramid!
Get the president on the phone. Tell him to have some steak with his butter.
Get the president on the phone. Tell him to have some steak with his butter. By the way, I had a great steak here. You know, I'm doing my diet tune-up with Billings Last Diet. And so, you know, I eat my protein snacks and my veggies throughout the day. And then at night, it's like, hey, get a good steak. You know, that's a great protein for your dinner meals. I had a great steak here at Cut Bank last night. And I think they used some butter when they cooked that as well. And so it's like, okay. I'm feeling good. I am feeling good. Let me see. I saw this on X. I can't remember if it came from the Trump War Room or via Rapid Response, but Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins weighed in. I think our producer, Caden's, got the clip back in the studio for us.
I mean, $400 million a day is what the United States Department of Agriculture spends on nutrition programs, which is food stamps, school lunches, et cetera. The market moving opportunity in that is pretty stunning. This announcement, our partnership is unprecedented. There's never been two cabinet secretaries on this issue that have been willing to work together like this. So as Bobby and the team, his team work on the health side, listen, the big winners in today is America and American health, but also our farmers and our ranchers. So the opportunity under food stamps and others to incentivize and move toward this new dietary guideline with better food, more locally produced food.
But we still subsidize sugar, don't we?
Well, as we know with SNAP, the SNAP waivers, all of the SNAP reforms that are going on, we are moving away from that very quickly.
All right, there you go. So that was Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. And remember, you know, ranchers and including our friend Brian Massard here in Dillon, Montana, He's met with Secretary Rollins. He's been back in Washington. He's been back at the White House. He's been working on this for years. He has personally had, I think, RFK Jr. out at his ranch when RFK Jr. himself was a candidate for president before teaming up with Team Trump. Speaking of RFK Jr., I think we have the audio from him at the White House making this announcement. I think our producer Caden has that ready for us as well.
Today marks a decisive change in federal nutrition policy made possible by President Trump's leadership and the work of MAHA moms and public health advocates who demanded reform. Today, in accordance with President Trump's directive, Rook and I will release the dietary guidelines for Americans 2025 to 2030, the most significant reset of federal nutrition policy in history. These guidelines replace corporate-driven assumptions with common-sense goals and gold-standard scientific integrity. These new guidelines will revolutionize our nation's food culture and make America healthy again. For decades, Americans have grown sicker while healthcare costs have soared. The reason is clear. The hard truth is that our government has been lying to us to protect corporate profit-taking, telling us that these food-like substances were beneficial to public health. Federal policy promoted and subsidized highly processed foods and refined carbohydrates and turned a blind eye to the disastrous consequences.
All right, there you go. Back with Montana Talks coming up here right after this. We'll get to the Farm and Ranch Report. I imagine our friends with the Western Ag Network will have more on this story as well. And then I think our great guest just showed up here at Glacier Electric. So, yeah, looks like he's here right now. So stand by.
Securing America.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in Brownsville, Texas, Wednesday to discuss the Trump administration's success in securing the border. She said daily apprehensions dropped by 95% last year.
For almost 10 months in a row, nearly a year, the Border Patrol has released zero illegal aliens into our country.
Noem then introduced the next step, water barriers, similar to those employed last year in Texas, which will stretch for over 500 miles.
Long enough to stretch all the way from Washington, D.C. to Nashville, Tennessee.
The secretary also highlighted the anticipated effect of the new equipment.
These barriers will make it much harder for illegal aliens, to drug smugglers and human traffickers to cross the river and other waterways where they will be deployed.
The barriers were paid for by funds provided in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was passed by Congress last year. Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemeth. Well, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and U.S. Department of Agriculture released the new dietary guidelines for Americans 2025 through 2030, marking the most significant reset of federal nutrition policy in decades. And according to the Trump administration, these new guidelines deliver a clear and common sense message to the American people: eat real food. Here in Dallas, Texas, at Potato Expo 2026, I talked with National Potato Council Chief Executive Officer Cam Quarles yesterday about potatoes and where they're placed in these new guidelines.
Yeah, I think very positively. They've gone back to a pyramid type of graphic that to inform consumers. Whole fresh potatoes right in the middle of that pyramid. They're reinforcing that the fresh potato, the whole potato, is real nutritional benefit. We're also going through some of the related information to look at what they're saying about derivative products of potatoes, processed products. That would be fries, chips, hash browns, those types of things. We're trying to understand their thinking there.
Now, upon the release of the new dietary guidelines for Americans, the Trump administration said that the U.S. faces a national health emergency. Nearly 90% of healthcare spending, it says, goes toward treating chronic disease, much of it linked to diet and lifestyle. You can read more about these new dietary guidelines for Americans by visiting us online at westernagnetwork.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Ranchers, it's bull buying time, and Redland Black Angus is your headquarters for range cow genetics. 1 o'clock on Saturday, January 17th, 85 aged advantage Cabernet bulls sell at Buffalo Livestock Auction, Buffalo, Wyoming. Redland Black Angus are range calved and range raised. Their aged advantage bulls will get more cows and heifers bred with the confidence a two-year-old brings, because a ranch's profit starts with more live calves. Free wintering till April 1st. Broadcast live on Northern Livestock Video. For all the details, visit redlandangus.com.
CattleCon 2026 heads to the heart of Nashville, February 3rd to the 5th. Music City is the place to be for the largest cattle industry event of the year, offering education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA trade show, outstanding entertainment, and more. Go where the beef industry meets. CattleCon 2026 in Music City, downtown Nashville, February 3rd to the 5th. Visit convention.ncba.org for more.
Well, the total demand for U.S. ethanol has grown steadily since 2016, and there's no question that elevated blend rates and rising ethanol exports both support growing demand for corn, which is certainly some good news for corn growers here in Western Ag Network country and abroad. And finally this morning, in some recent comments to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers detailing the impact WOTUS has on farmers, ranchers, and others, and elements that must be included in the new proposed rule to ensure it can withstand future legal challenges, the American Farm Bureau Federation said that farmers and ranchers need rules that clearly define federal jurisdiction of waters of the U.S. or WOTUS. And there's no question that this will just be one of the big topics talked about this weekend into next, as Farm Bureau members meet from across the country in Anaheim, California for AFBF's annual convention and trade show. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thanks, Russell, for that report. And, yeah, hey, this is great. We got a great guest now joining us live here in Cut Bank in the early morning hours of the show. Caden, let's go ahead and skip the Fox News update so we can maximize our time with this guest, because I've heard this is the guy to talk to. This is the guy you want to talk about law enforcement on the reservations. You want to talk a great Marine Corps veteran here as well. And you want to talk water infrastructure. This is the guy to talk to. We've got Kay Webb Galbraith here in the house on Montana Talks. Mr. Galbraith, great to see you. Thanks for coming down and joining us.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your service. We got a lot of Marines listening out there and some great Air Force veterans like Evan and Belt as well. So it's good to see you. Yeah. Well, where do you want to start? What do you want to tell folks across Montana before I get to any other topic under the sun?
Well, I think, you know, the big thing is the Cats are national champions.
You're right? A Cats fan, okay.
Well, I'm a Grizz.
Me too, yeah.
Right? But you have to support Montana.
You got to celebrate Montana, that's right.
Yeah. And I'm sure former Chairman Davis of the Blackfeet Nation is still celebrating. and his family.
Yeah, it's that's just remarkable. You know, that the warrior spirit, is what you can appreciate, right?
You know, I guess we could dive into, you know, the siphon fracturing a couple of years ago, and that's up and running, and the Halls Cooley is getting ready to come online. As the former water director to Blackfeet Nation, I was kind of part of that operation up there to get water to the east. You know, the big thing about that was a gentleman by the name of Steve Darlington with BOR. He kind of facilitated all of that with the Joint Commission, with irrigators, the feds, and then a lady by the name of Jennifer Kirkpatrick from Havre area. She'd done a phenomenal job.
Milk River Council, if I'm remembering off the top of my head, yep.
And, you know, people like that who put in the hours, the sweat, and probably the tears at some point, right, to get that up and running within a year is pretty amazing in my mind.
It's so to give some of our listeners the backstory here, we're talking about the lifeline of the High Line, the water project that basically starts right on here, very close to us on the western edge or the eastern edge of Glacier National Park. And And basically, I remember seeing the photographs. This thing looked like a rusted out tailpipe, you know, 100-plus-year-old infrastructure that for years, folks like you and others have been saying, we've got to upgrade this infrastructure. This water project is the lifeline to High Line. It goes up into Canada, then pops back down, supplies the Milk River, supplies drinking water for all these High Line communities, and then irrigation water for all our farmers. And that siphon busted, and so it was like... They had to hightail into action to get it back up and running again.
Yeah, it was very interesting that how many people it serviced, right? I believe there was like 20,000 people used it for drinking water. And then there was about 180,000 irrigated acres from that. So it took a pretty good toll on that High Line.
I was talking with the crew here at Glacier Electric, a cooperative, this morning. They were saying, oh, man, it's fun to go up and see the infrastructure that's being put in right now. I mean, to me, it almost looks like, you know, big city skyscrapers that they're being put in right now out in the middle of rural Montana, basically.
Yeah, it's a project, right, that, you know, I don't think it could have gotten done without the congressional delegation for Montana. They put a lot of sweat in their heart into getting that going and getting the money coming down the way it should.
Sometimes it takes the emergency to finally get something done, right? For decades, people were saying, hey, we got to do this. And it isn't until the emergency breaks that something finally breaks through, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So as the former water director for the Blackfeet Nation, what was it like managing that? Because you're talking about, I mean, I should have ran the numbers to see, when you compare Glacier County or the Blackfeet Reservation in particular, you're as big as some states in the United States of America, I've got to imagine.
Yeah, our reservation is 1.5 million acres. And I think we're bigger than like Delaware or some of them smaller states on the East Coast. And I think there's roughly 10,000 people on the reservation there. But that didn't affect the reservation, the siphon break, right?
Because you got your own separate water.
Yeah, exactly. So the water for the town of Browning comes out of Two Medicine Reservoir up there by Glacier, you know, right on the park line.
Yeah. But a big task, though, not only for the city of Browning, but then other communities, you know, sprawled across a big chunk of terrain as well.
Yeah, you know, the biggest concern I had going into this winter was, are we going to get the snowpack out here on the range, right? The mountains usually get anywhere from 98 to 120%, and I think as of Wednesday, which would have been yesterday, I think this mountain front is roughly on average about 105% right now.
Thanks to this recent snow that we've been getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people were getting nervous there here later into the fall and the early part of what we would call winter, whether it's officially winter or not. But it seems like it's starting to finally fill up here, at least up in the northwestern parts of the state.
Yeah. And, you know, without that snowpack, we're going to be in tough shape, you know, throughout the year with water, especially for the ranchers and the farmers, you know.
What I love, as a kid who grew up crisscrossing the High Line and Highway 2, you know, spending time with my family in the Flathead on my dad's side of the family, and then my mom's side of the family over in Glasgow, you know, several hours apart, you know, to drive, especially back then in the 80s when you had to drive, what, 55 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That was a long haul, right? But what I love about Browning and Glacier County and the Blackfeet Reservation is it's where the mountains meet the prairie. Because I love this quote that says, anybody can love the mountains, but it takes a soul to love the prairie. But, man, you got love and soul right in one place, right there.
That's it.
I mean, it is just the most beautiful terrain in the country. When you get to that point, you're like, this is incredible.
Yeah, Browning's a great place. You know, you have to be a pretty hardy person. We can get some pretty tough winters and some pretty tough winds up there.
Yeah, because you've lived in Browning pretty much your whole life.
Yeah, I was gone for about roughly 20 years. I spent some time with the Bureau of Indian Affairs as a police officer, and then I served my country for 10 great years in the United States Marine Corps.
God bless you. God bless you. 20 years ago, I was in Ramadi, Iraq, you know, 20 years ago this January, and the Marines had one side of the river, we had the other side, but we'd work together a lot, too. We'd have their canine crews and their Anglico crews, and it was so incredible. In fact, a lot of us will still wear, you know, the Army guys, we'll wear our right shoulder combat patch, mm-hmm. so a lot of us will still wear our 2nd Marine Division or the 1st MEF forward combat patch that we were authorized to wear from the Corps itself, and so it's really cool. To show that on one uniform. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. We're going to talk law enforcement and more with Kay Webb Galbraith right after this.
More than usual.
Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Former GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has now resigned from Congress. She was once one of President Trump's closest allies. Now he calls her a traitor. Greene came to Congress in early 2021 after winning a contentious primary. She quickly became one of the most polarizing figures in Congress, a MAGA warrior who defended President Trump and advocated for those arrested in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Greene clashed with Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, often with incendiary rhetoric. But Greene clashed with President Trump last year. She criticized his focus on foreign policy and his reluctance to release documents involving Jeffrey Epstein. The president eventually had enough, saying he would support a primary challenge against her. Greene announced a week later that she was quitting. Greene kept up criticism since then, including over the decision to strike Venezuela. Greene called this part of the, quote, same Washington playbook that doesn't serve the people, but serves corporations, big oil, and banks. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
He's the former water director for the Blackfeet Nation. He's also a Marine Corps veteran and a law enforcement veteran as well. Kay Webb Galbraith, great to again have you on the show. Thanks for coming over here. You know, we've talked a lot about crime and drugs and about the drug cartels. I mean, here in Montana, it's just been crazy, especially with, you know, really this, you know, invasion of illegal aliens, and not just into the United States of America, but into Montana in particular, and how they've been particularly, you've seen the Mexican drug cartels particularly targeting Indian country. I mean, they've been hitting everybody, targeting everybody. The Crow Reservation in particular, they had a massive drug cartel connected bust. They got prosecuted through federal courts there. Talk about what you've seen or maybe haven't seen here on the Blackfeet Reservation as well.
Well, Aaron, I really can't speak to that directly. I'm no longer involved in law enforcement, but they're here. You know, they've been seeking out people here to get their operations going. And, you know, if you're on the High Line, the only way to get from east to west is through Browning, through the pass. So they need a little safe house area there to maybe store drugs or money or whatever it may be. But they're, well, once they get rooted in, they're tough to get out. They're worse than a knapweed, I'd say, right? You have to go almost door to door to get them out of there. You know, and the drugs are prevalent throughout the state of Montana. But, you know, what scares me is the fentanyl, and that fentanyl hurting an elder or somebody innocent or a kid, you know. I think that the law enforcement throughout the state and on the Blackfeet Reservation is doing an upstanding job of trying to curb the fentanyl coming in. You know, I just read the other day that there was a big old bust there in Butte on fentanyl that came in from the Montana Highway Patrol with their drug interdiction team. And I believe they have a canine with that. So, you know, kudos to them. Continue to make Montana a safe place to live. You know.
Well, and it's also you as a Marine Corps veteran, we just saw an incredible military operation to go in and capture the Venezuelan narco-terrorist dictator Nicolas Maduro. And a lot of people don't realize that, look, Nicolas Maduro opened up the prisons in Venezuela and sent you know, these thugs north to the United States of America. That's the Trinidad and Aragua prison gang. And Shelby, you know, I'm going to drive further east today on my way to Malta. Shelby had a woman who was harboring illegal aliens in Shelby. And initially they believed that, or they at least suspected that these were members of Trinidad and Aragua. These were Venezuelans. And so for people to think like there's no connection between what's happening in Venezuela with what's happening on the High Line of Montana, well, let's just look at Shelby, Montana alone right there.
That's a great point. And I think they even captured one in Kalispell, Montana, right? Set up operations somewhere, you have to kind of divide and conquer, and I believe that's what all our adversaries of the United States of America are doing. They're trying to get in and separate, and, you know, with a two-party system politically, it's pretty easy to do that, right? You take a look at what's going on in Minnesota, California, all of the fraud, waste, and abuse of our taxpayer money. That's hurting the United States of America, because we have homeless veterans. We have kids that maybe only eat at school, you know, who are running a deficit with their school lunch monies. I think that we need to focus more on our great country and take care of our own rather than go be police around the world. But I believe that what happened in Venezuela was needed. And it should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Well, you know, going back to, we were talking about the St. Mary's Water Project and how it took an emergency to happen to finally get that thing paid for. It's like, how many St. Mary's Water Projects could we have paid for with just the Somali welfare fraud from the state of Minnesota alone? I mean, man, how many other water projects could we fund right here in Montana just with money that was being defrauded in Minnesota alone? I mean, I thought of that. What really got me ticked off about this whole Somali fraud in particular was, it's like, for those of us who served overseas, we kind of saw how our money was being wasted overseas and given to these other countries. And it was, you're like, oh man, come on. But then to be back home in the United States of America and see your money going to other countries and to Al-Shabaab terrorists, like, it's like, wow, we got ripped off abroad. Now we're getting ripped off at home too. What the heck?
There you go. You know, the one that makes me laugh is this California high-speed train.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I think it's like $13 billion, and it's only 100 feet or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We got a train here on the High Line. At least you can get on Amtrak here on the High Line, right? And I've taken Amtrak a number of times across here. But the rail to nowhere in California has just been a gigantic money pit. It is just crazy. Back to the border, now there's, of course, even more attention on the northern border because the southern border is so secure. You know, we've got, I've been on the border crossing north of Browning before many times. I've heard that the Blackfeet Nation, the Blackfeet Tribe, also has their own kind of, great capability in terms of helping to protect that border as well, because it's, of course, in their interest to know who may or may not be trying to come across that border.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Former Councilman Marvin Weatherwax Jr., he was trying to get what they call the shadow wolves from the southern border up here started. I believe we have maybe two or three at the moment who are Homeland Security, and they do some patrolling out there and, trying to maintain who's coming in and out of the United States, but most importantly, the Blackfeet Reservation.
Well, and do they also have kind of somewhat of a cross-border authority with Canada because of the historic tribal grounds, et cetera, things like that?
They work closely with Canada.
Yeah.
And as a BIA police officer, we did the same. We worked very closely with Canada and done some operations, you know.
You kind of referenced, kind of hinted at this earlier, what's going on in Minnesota right now. We saw this shooting that took place, and now you've got the mayor of Minneapolis and Governor Tim Walz trying to fan the flames. They're basically, it looks like they're trying to fan more rioting in Minnesota again over this whole deal. I remember when all the riots were going on back in 2020, and I saw these woke white kids in places like Billings, Montana, even saying BIPOC wants to defund the police. And I'm like, who are you? I was like, go talk to the Northern Cheyenne. They want more law enforcement, not less. I mean, you were a BIA officer. Talk about what it's like serving in remote locations, oftentimes with backup very, very far away. What's it like being a BIA a police officer?
Well, it's like being on an island in the ocean all by yourself, right? There's nobody coming to help you within probably 30 to 40 minutes, right? When I was a police officer, we worked very closely with Glacier County. They assisted us, backed us up, helped us. You know, they were a great part of our law enforcement priorities and how we utilized different agencies. Pendre County, also in the Heart Butte area, helped out a lot. But right now, today, I could not be a police officer with what's going on. And, you know, when they called us back in the day, it was they wanted the police. They respected the police. Now, you know, you have people wanting social workers. I have nothing against social workers, but when there's blood flying or bullets or whatever, a social worker ain't going to go in there, right? They're not trained as a police officer is. So I think we've done a 180 from, you know, 20 years ago, I guess, when police officers had the respect of the community. You know, I'm not saying in the small towns or the smaller areas like Browning or Cutbank. They're still very well respected and honored. But you get into bigger cities and you have people like the governor of Minnesota fanning the flames of, you know, we don't want ICE here. Well, I see a bigger problem. It kind of goes back to the two-party system, you know, here in America of Democrats and Republicans. There's no middle ground. There has to be middle ground within a two-party system.
There used to be on so many of these things, water projects, energy like coal in Montana, supporting law enforcement. But you're right. Now it's like, well, we have to create two sides on every issue. So we have to cater to our base on this issue, and then so that's why there's this knee-jerk reaction to just condemn immediately before they've even gathered all the evidence in Minnesota right now, and then to basically foment violence, which is what Walls and Fry seem to be doing. They're literally trying to get people to burn down their own streets.
Yeah.
You would think they would be trying to protect their own cities, but instead they're literally trying to burn them down for pure political gain right now. All right, hold that thought if you can. Another quick break here on Montana Talks. We'll chat more right after this. Montana Talks live from Glacier Electric Cooperative here in Cutbank.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All of this frenzy has been whipped up by these reckless politicians, these sanctuary state city politicians that do not enforce laws of our country and have created an environment where the radicals pretty much control everything. There's no law. There's no order. No, they are aiding and abetting in the law breaking. At some point, we have got to ask ourselves why sanctuary city mayors, why sanctuary state governors are not held responsible for aiding and abetting and offering aid and comfort to those people that have clearly broken our laws.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Listen, if you're still suffering from the Biden-Harris economic hangover and you need to save money, one way you can do it without sacrificing service, you can do it right now, and that is cutting your cell phone bill in half. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, for just $20 a month. They will give you unlimited talk and text, 3 gigs of high-speed data on Pure Talk, super fast, nationwide 5G network, the same exact service, and you save a fortune. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. A veteran-led company that shares your values. They believe in giving back to those that serve our great country. And by the way, if you're active military, former military, first responder, you get an additional 20% off every single month. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Dial #250. Say the keyword, save now, from our friends at Pure Talk. Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some breaks of sun around the area today, we'll still see some isolated snow showers possible. Temperatures otherwise range from the low to mid-30s for highs in Bozeman to around 40 in the Billings area. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 20 in Bozeman, mid-20s in Billings. Then we'll see breaks of sun and some cloud cover Friday. Low 30s in Bozeman, 40 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is pretty funny. I was telling K. Webb Galbraith here about my cut across gravel road that I took from, just north of Valier, because I wanted to hug the mountains. I mean, yesterday was a perfect day for a drive because the roads were clear. There was no snow, no ice on the roads, but man, the mountains were just incredible. In fact, I shared a photo of my drive yesterday. The mountains just looked incredible there by Augusta and Shoto. And then I took this little gravel cut across. So Apple Maps, some farm kid wasn't goofing off on Apple Maps. That's the actual name of that gravel road, huh?
That's it.
I don't know if I can say the name on the radio here. I'll have to get that on our website later today. I was like, man, some farm kid's got to be goofing off with Apple Maps here. Talking about that. So you're also, of course, a rancher on Blackfeet Nation here well. Later today, we've got Bo Michael coming in to join us, who I think is near you. His ranch is near your place as well. And he was in this Real Yellowstone documentary that Tom Opry put together. So I'm looking forward to meeting him as well. Talk about just what life is like as a rancher, because you can get a lot of snow up here.
Well, right now, Aaron, the record high cattle prices, everybody's talking about, and the price of beef. Well, the rancher, we're taking in the shorts, right? Pickups are more expensive, hay's more expensive, all of the inputs are more expensive. 5 years ago, salt used to be around $7 a block. Now it's around that $14 mark, So everything's went up. Even with the record cattle prices, the rancher is still on a very, very thin margin of either making it or not. And a couple things go into a rancher making it. One of them is the water that we get, And with the snowpack, I think this year will be fairly decent. If we get some rain to follow it in the spring and maybe throughout the summer. Years ago, you used to be able to sell maybe 10 or 12 calves and buy a new pickup. Now I think you're around that maybe 30 to 40 calves to get a new pickup. Everything's went up and the rancher is still fighting the battle every day. I always think about that Paul Harvey little radio show that used to come on years ago, and he had an excerpt on there of what a rancher and farmer is to the world, right? And he talks about, foaling a horse and then the colt dying a day later and all of these other things, and being up at four doing chores, work all day, putting your 40 hours in by Tuesday, and then still having to go to a school meeting or, that type of thing. Because a rancher's involved in everything, especially the ranch wives,
Well, yeah, and it's like the folks here with these electric cooperatives. It's the same thing. A lot of their board members are volunteers who run and get elected to serve on these, and they're running ranches or they're doing this for their day job, and then they're on city councils, and then they're on school boards, and then they're raising money for the rodeo or whatever. It's just absolutely crazy. You make a great point there too, because it reminds me, we were talking about these strong cattle prices during the Farm Bureau convention in Missoula with our friend Russell Nimitz, and And Gene Curry made a similar point out of Allure that you just made. And Russell, he said, you know, look, everybody's celebrating the high prices. Everybody's talking about the high prices. He's like, but are they really high? Or are they right where they're supposed to be because of all of the input costs that are facing these ranchers, that have been facing these ranchers now for the past several years? So hopefully we can start to turn the corner on affordability for our farmers and ranchers on these input costs as well here ahead. And this also highlights the significance and the importance of agriculture, of cattle ranching here in the Blackfeet Nation as well. Kay Webb Galbraith, an honor to meet you. Thank you so much for coming down and joining us. This has been great. We'll have to get you on again, or if you ever have a topic you want to jump on the radio, get a hold of us anytime. This has been fun.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Let's see, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, our friend David Noble in the house. We'll do the Trump W of the week. We'll get to the woke update of the week. Plus, we'll talk more about this whole Minnesota situation, I'm sure. Stand by.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.